Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, 80th Venice International Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi here with Pascal Dio, the director of the Venice Production Bridge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Angelo.
This is our usual chat after the event, because you finished, you barely finished, you know, because
yes.
It's not exactly finished, but the main part is done of the Venice Production Bridge. And so we want to know something about the outcome. So are you happy? Are you not happy? Are you medium happy?
I am tremendously happy.
Very good.
Because it has been, a really wonderful and very good edition this year. We have broken all records again, so we are always...
Well, at some point you would have to stop, you know, because you cannot...
Yes, of course.
You know,
don't worry. Don't worry. I will.
No, I passed by a couple of times, and one of the days of the book adaptation bridge, and it was packed.
Yes, it was
very, very packed with people waiting, and I got some feedback from professionals around that, especially from sales agents, which is very weird, saying that even if Venice is not an actual market, it's a good market for us anyway. So even if you're not building up a market for the sales, even salespeople can find stuff here. So this is a good thing, right?
Yes, it is. But it's because, honestly, the mojo of this festival is networking. And so those even the sales agents are able, of course, to meet the distributors who are attending the Venice Film Festival, but also to meet new producers in order to get new films to sell, and so on. So it's a very relaxed atmosphere here. And the more relaxed it is, the more efficient it is, finally, because all the people, they don't have any pressure, any tension, and so they are very open-minded, and so all the discussion, deals, and so on are working very well.
Just to let you know, the more than one told me that they'd rather stay here than go to Toronto.
And I can add that I had several others who said the same thing.
You see, so the good, I mean, your good work is paying back. So any notions or figures or numbers that you want to share with us that you still know?
Of course. But first, the number of registered professional who attended the Venice Production Bridge. Last year, we were 2,477 exactly. And this year, we are 2,903. So it's almost 500 more professionals than last year, which is really, really good. As far as the Venice gap financing market is concerned, we had this year 1,311 one-to-one meeting for all
Say
the
again,
project. 1,311. Last year it was 1,074. So almost 300 more. Book adaptation rights market the same. Last year we had 450. This year we have 560. Meetings. So it really, the consequences of all those newcomers, because I had a lot, this is what is interesting this year, is that I have a lot of people who were not usually coming to Venice, who year after year with the word of mouth have good feedbacks coming from the end and decided to come, and finally it worked very well.
Well, this is also a sign that the industry world is starting 100% again, right? After COVID and stuff. Maybe last year was still a little bit slower, slightly, but this year everything, I mean, it's going full speed.
Yes, but even though, last year we were already
more than
2019. So, I think we have really reached in 12 years what we, with Alberto, we wanted to achieve. If to have a market very well identified on production and producers, and it's really exactly what we were looking for. So it's a Perfectly done.
It's perfectly
done. We are happy for this.
We are going to interview other head of other section of your market. I'm going to talk with Alessandro Speciale for final cut tomorrow. But is there any new tendencies or I don't know in the project that you receive? Did you find any common thread in that links them, or is everything is more linked to the country that is present in the film in terms of story, in terms of content? I mean,
automatically is reflecting indeed the situation of most of the countries. So it's true that when we receive Ukrainian project, automatically they are speaking about what's going on in Ukraine right now. Otherwise, I think within the project we receive, we are more and more tackling a kind of not fantasy, but more with more imagination than before. We are getting out of the social issues that usually we had to go in a more
oniric, fantastic,
and things like that.
And
so as if it was, I would say, the kind of transition between real life and the virtual life, which is through the digital content and so on, taking more and more, not only time, but space. Also brain of all the young people, I would say.
Yeah, we see that with the increase of projects inside of the VR immersive, Venice Immersive. I couldn't see a single, it was always booked. Every single event was always
booked. I don't have the figures for the Venice because, as you know, it ends at the really end. We are opening the immersive island until the end.
Intensive. And any projection or ideas or will or hope for next year?
No, I think what I will do is I will go on with two focuses, one European and one international. I have to say that this year between Germany and Quebec, it has been going very well. They really cope together and even are planning to do much more connection and events together and so on.
I was, honestly, I was kind of surprised of the quantity of Quebecois projects that there were.
Yeah. No. For them, they told me that to get such an international exposure in one of the three main festival was for them, I would say, a kind of achievement. Mm-hmm. So they came with a lot of delegates from everywhere, from the ambassador to the representative of the ministry and so on, and a lot of talents in order for them also to increase their network.
Mm-hmm. So besides you were saying, keeping the two...
I will keep those two things, and perhaps I will do, because I have seen that it was working quite well, as we did a kind of Middle East afternoon, that I would do something like that, such short focus about...
A daily
focus or something like that. And I am thinking really strongly about indigenous coming from Canada, United States and Mexico, because we are thinking about a lot of things we could do together.
And we'll be here to talk about it once you're sure. So thanks a lot to Pascal Diot, the director of the Venice Production Bridge, here from Venice, from the Venice Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Angelo.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.